Blackstone Audio presents The Big Rock Candy Mountain by Wallace Stegner. Part 1. Chapter 1. The train was rocking through wide-open country before Elsa was able to put off the misery of leaving and reach out for the freedom and release that were hers now. She tucked her handkerchief away, leaned her shoulder against the dirty pane, and watched the telegraph wires dip and dip and dip from pole to pole, watched the trees and scattered farms, endless variations of white house, red barn, tufted cornfield, slide smoothly backward. Every mile meant that she was freer. The car was hot. Opened windows along the coach let in an acrid smell of smoke, and as the wind flawed, the trailing plume swept down past her eyes, fogging the trackside. Two men up ahead rose and took off their coats and came back toward the smoker. One of them wore flaming striped suspenders and stared at her. She turned her face to the window. The wires dipped, lifted, dipped, in swift curves like the flight of a swallow. She felt her stomach dipping and lifting with them. The tiny, thick locket watch that had been her mother's said 11 o'clock. They must be about 30 miles from home. Except for one visit to relatives in Iowa, she had never been so far from home in her life. By 11:30, the rocking of the car, the bite of the smoke smell, had begun to make her sick. Forlornly, she tried to brighten herself, sat straighter and stared harder, with a sick simulation of interest at the country outside. But the wires dipped and lifted, her stomach lifted with every swoop of the wires, and she had to shut her eyes. Her face began to feel stiff, and there was a briny taste in her mouth. She swallowed. A preliminary spasm made her stand up desperately, her throat locked against the surge of nausea. Staggering, clinging to the seats, she made her way back through the car, looking neither right nor left. There were toilets on trains, she knew, but she had no idea where. At the end of the car, seeing a man come out of a small side door, she made for it. Her hand was on the knob when she read the sign. Men. Sick shame gripped her. There were separate toilets then, and she had almost walked into the men's room. The women's must be at the other end. She would have to walk the whole way back past all those people. A lurch of the car threw her sideways, and her throat muscles locked. In desperate haste, she went back between the plush seats, head down, burning with forlorn and miserable shame.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?